Renegades Lawn Care. This is Liz.
Hey, Liz. This is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash. How you been?
All right. Busy.
Busy. I see. You're getting good results online. So
we are swamped with tree jobs, and Local Splash keeps calling me saying, "Are you want to turn your Google Guarantee on? You want to turn your Google Guarantee on?" They call me 5 to 6 times a day.
No way. Okay, I don't know.
Yes, and then I'm getting constant emails.
Okay.
Like, you have no idea. We are still cleaning up. We got a direct hit.
Right.
Where I live, we got the blunt of the storm. We got the whole kit and caboodle. And all we've been doing since then is we've been doing nothing but tree job after tree job after tree job.
Yeah, well, thank God they have you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's it always sucks when those natural disasters happen, but
we've been working from sun up. The sun,
right.
I mean, I don't get home till almost 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Okay.
That's how crazy it is.
So I'm assuming you want the texts and the emails to stop about turning the leads on, right? is that the question?
I have a dumb question.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a lot of tree cleanup here.
Okay.
How much does it cost to us temporarily to turn off the mowing because no one can get their grass cut because there's so much debris everywhere?
Right. So let me...
And to put it on trees for a little bit.
Give me one quick second.
I was curious.
Yeah, of course. Give me one quick second.
I got a hold of Celine and asked her to put on our front page that we do storm cleanup and tree removal, and that's how we've been getting a lot of calls.
Right. To get with what you're doing or what's permanent in the area right now. So, okay,
yeah.
So it'd be like tree removal, tree emergency service, right? Tree trimming, stump removal,
yep.
all that. Okay, so give me a second. Let me pull up the cost per lead on that and the requirements. There's no application fee either to do a different vertical. I just got to make sure that you have the qualifications for it already. Wow. Okay, it's actually pretty high in your area. Give me one second.
That's crazy. It's that high.
I didn't even go over it. It had me go, though, as soon as I saw it. It's $102.67 per lead for the tree service
vertical.
That's
insane.
That's the highest tree vertical cost per lead I've ever seen. Like, that's why immediately when I pulled it up, I was like, wow, just dropped right out of my mouth.
They're insane.
You know? Yeah,
nobody can afford that because we're not getting paid. They're turning the bids into their insurance companies, and we have to wait for checks.
Right. And that could take 6 months. It could take a while, right, for the insurance.
Yeah, because, there's all this help here. Bullshit.
Right.
We are not getting the help like they're saying we are.
You are
and
the
they ain't report. Yeah. they're not reporting how many actually died. And that's what another thing that's pissing all of us off here.
Wow.
Because there were bodies floating in the frickin' water.
Wow.
Hundreds of them.
That's insane.
My brother lost his house. Michael lost his house in the Cape. It's completely gone. I took a lot of damage. I mean, I'm on a job right now doing trees. They took a crap ton of damage. I mean, we're doing tree jobs that we're cutting trees off of people's houses. And we have people crying in our arms. That's how bad it is here.
I have a client, he's in New Jersey, and he does like waterproofing, like water damage restoration. He went out to Florida and he was helping out too. He actually just got back, you know. So I've been hearing it's pretty bad out there. Really sorry you guys went through that.
Well, it is what it is. I mean, it's the first one that's hit us since actual Donna. I mean, we did get Irma and we got Charlie, but this was the first one that moved this slow and just leveled us.
It's insane.
Yeah, I mean, it leveled us. They kept telling everybody, oh, it's going to Tampa. And by the time they realized it turned to get us, they were telling us to shelter in place. So the people on Sanibel Island, they couldn't get off. Pine Island, Matt Lachey, they couldn't get off.
Wow.
So hundreds upon hundreds of people died. They drowned it in their freaking houses because they couldn't get out.
That is terrible. That's crazy.
I mean, the massive damage is disgusting.
Yeah. You would think they would have, like, I don't know, like, Coast Guards or something to go.
Well, they brought the Army engineers in, and they helped rebuild roads and bridges to at least get us over to the island, but you can't even get over to Sanibel at all. Like, they were able to repair it to where we can get on to Pine Island and Mat Lachey, but you cannot get on Sanibel Island. Absolutely not. The bridge is completely gone. And there are people that are that were stranded over there for over 3 weeks, and they were helicoptering them over. I mean, they don't report everything that's going on. That's what irritates me.
Right. It irritates me. And then, I feel like that's with everything, too, you know? You're like, it's crazy. Yeah, I'm looking at pictures right now online, and I'm sure these don't even do it justice, you know, but man,
no,
that's crazy.
It's all
for sure. But I'm not going to let you do that. That's the highest, tree lead fee I've ever seen. So don't roll with that. And I'll message over to our whole Google Guarantee department to stop texting and emailing, regarding turning the leads on. That way, cause you're busy. You're doing your thing, your swamp work. Like, obviously you don't have time to turn your leads on. And, I'm sorry, they sent repetitive ones too. Like, I didn't know that was going on. So
And it's just like today, the only reason why I heard the phone was because I was sitting in the car. We had hooked up, the chains to pull a stump. I was sitting in the car when it went off because normally I can't hear because I've got gear on because I'm not in the office. I am not in the office at all. I am out with my brothers. We hired some people that we could finally get to work, and we've just been going. As soon as the sun hits, comes up, we're gone. And then we don't go home. Like, it's dark. It's pitch dark. We have lights on trying to get these trees cut.
Right.
I mean, that is crazy right now. And, I mean, yeah, that was the only reason why I heard the phone. And, I mean, it's been repetitive. As soon as I look at my phone, I take a break and look at my phone. I've got, like, 5 missed calls from y'all, and I can't even count how many freaking emails.
Right.
I've not really sat down and checked my emails. I'm like, what the hell's going on? Like, okay, I get it. Y'all want me to turn this shit back on, but I don't have time to even do that right now.
Right. No, I'll message them right now to put a stop to that stuff. I'm looking at the text though, so there was one today. It was a regular lead from your website. I guess is what it says here, but
yeah, but it's not letting me into them. It's not letting me into them. Ever since that, I had the leads paused. I don't even see those.
Really? Client dashboard.
Nope.
Hold on. Let me go to it.
I don't see them at all. It says contact local splash.
Weird. Okay, because I'm seeing it on my end, so I'm gonna message them.
Well, yeah, you're Google.
I work here. Yeah, I work here. Yeah, I get it. So, I'll message them to make sure the dashboard's working. So I'll send that. I know you're busy, so I'm not even gonna have them talk to you. I'm just gonna send it to revisions to make sure that your dashboard is working properly. You know, and if it's not by, just give it till tomorrow the same time. Just send me a text. Let me know. That way they can, because I know you're probably going to be busy still. So just text me and say, hey, leads still aren't showing. That way they know, because on my end, it looks good. But like you said, I'm in the company. So, that's probably why it's showing like this, you know?
Yeah, let me write this down that I got to text you at 6:30. Because if I don't do that, I'm not going to friggin' remember because I get to working.
I'll put it in my calendar too. I'll just send you a text. Hey, are your leads showing? You know? So it won't be turned Google Guarantee on.
Yeah, because I'm not going to freaking remember. Because, I mean.
Yeah.
I go home, I eat dinner, and I fall asleep on my front porch. My wife has to wake me up and say, go take a shower. I take a shower, and then by the time I hit the pillow, I say goodnight to her, and I'm gone. Like, I'm that exhausted. I've been working 7 days straight. I've not had a day off.
Right, and just get to it when you can. I know you have a lot going on, so I'll text you same time tomorrow. Hey, are leads showing in your dashboard? As soon as you can, just shoot me a yes or a no. Yes, you're good to go. If it's a no, I'll resend it to Steve, and He'll be able to, like, go into it a little deeper, but he's really good over there, so he should be able to get it going without even needing
to
call
you. Yeah, and check
into
why it's so damn high. I mean, Jesus God, these people can't afford that.
Super weird. Roofing vertical, which is understandable, right? Like, a new roof can cost, like, 10 grand, 15, 20 grand, right? But sometimes, depending off the area, right, the roofing leads will be $40 a lead, which is nothing for that vertical. But in other areas, it's like $250 a lead. You know, so it's Google Guarantee. It's still new, right? So in certain areas for certain categories, like I said, tree service, that's the highest I've ever seen. Yeah, well, sometimes tree service is like $16 a lead, you know? that was the very highest that I've seen. And when I reach out to Google regarding it, right, it's like, it takes a long time for them to make a change. So it's not going to, like, happen overnight, right? Don't do the tree service vertical at that. Plus, you're swamped. You don't have time to take on the leads, you know? So.
Right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I want to be able that if someone needs tree service, I want to be able to answer it. But, I mean, not at that price. Because I can't sit on waiting that money. I'm already eating a gas bill right now trying to get this stuff done. Because the checks are coming in, but they're coming slowly.
102 though? No way. I don't even want to let
right.
you know, you know what I'm saying? Like, you'd have to pull my arm.
I mean, that's freaking ridiculous.
Like,
they're
no
trying
way.
To rob somebody there. To me, that's like taking advantage. That's just like every other company out here that's from out of state telling these homeowners $30,000 to remove their trees.
Right.
What?
Right. That's $30,000. That's crazy. Yeah,
normally, man,
like
I'm telling you,
or something, right? For a tree removal, like depending on.
Well,
the size
it all depends on how many trees, like
right,
you know.
Right. Yeah.
Like we're on a job right now. It's we're removing broken branches. We've had to remove 3 trees. I think we're right now at $37.50 on the job because
right.
I have to blades, gas, everything, and yeah. But I mean, $102. These people.
Right. Right.
Because I have to sit on that money. And every ounce of gas that I'm using, because we have 2 vehicles rolling with 2 tractors with all this equipment. And, yeah, no one can do that right now, not at least not around here.
Right.
Unless
right.
they have lots of money, like, stashed aside. But every penny that I've stashed aside, we've had to start using to pay for gas.
Right. No, so.
Some people couldn't even pay us for the mows.
Wow.
They lost everything.
That's so crazy. That type of stuff just makes me so sad, you know, when that happens. And it's crazy too when it happens like you're in the thick of it, the middle, you know? So like when you hear about it, it's one thing, but when you're there, it's like a totally different thing, you know? I mean, that's just, my heart goes out to you though. But, already messaged the whole Google Guarantee team, stop texting, stop emailing to turn on the leads. Right. I don't know if you'll ever slow down, but if you do, you could just text us to turn them on or whatever. And I messaged Steve over on the tech side. He's the guy that does all that technical stuff just to make sure your dashboard's good to go. Okay.
Okay.
And I have it in my calendar. I'll text you tomorrow, same time. Just say, are your leads showing in your dashboard? I'll just keep it simple like that. And just shoot me a yes or a no at your earliest convenience.
Yeah, because,
you know?
Like, they even barked at me. They're like, I'm like, can someone call me around 6:30, 7 o'clock? We close at da-da-da time. I'm like, okay, well, that's the only time I can do it. I can't do it during the day.
Right.
When I have light, I've got to use every ounce of light to my advantage. That I'm not using car lights and got cars on so we can see or the spotlights or running the generators to have the lights. It's like, you know,
right.
they don't. You know, I'm not trying to be an ass, but, you know,
yeah,
it's like they don't get it right now.
It's no worries. Yeah, you could always ask him, hey, have Danny call me, 6:45.
Well, that's what I did.
The
lady that called me today, I was like, could you just have Danny call me?
Yeah, that's fine.
She's
that's
like,
fine.
Danny
good.
Who? I'm like, Daniel Nelson. She's
yeah,
like, well,
yeah.
if you know, do you have his number? I was like, yeah, but I don't have time to call him.
Right.
You called me. I answered. You can text him.
Right, right.
That's
what
I did.
She messaged me. So I was like, when I called you, she didn't answer, and I'm looking at the notes, I'm like, all right, 3:45 our time. So 6:45 yours, right, is what's usually good for you. So I was like, I'm going to call in 15. Figured I'd get you. So you got a voicemail.
Well, yeah,
because
I had just put the chainsaw down, and I was like, oh, I hear my phone. So.
Perfect timing. Perfect timing. So, yeah, we'll get it all done for you, though. And, again, I apologize for all the I didn't even know those
just,
were all
but just check
meant,
into
you know?
Those and
but,
see
yeah.
if there's a, you know, if that's a missed number or something. Because right now, yeah, that's, I don't think any company around here would be willing to do that because of the simple fact is they all, everyone's sitting on it because we have to wait for these fucking insurance companies.
Right.
And they are taking their...
So I'll message our Google rep, but don't hold your breath, you know, because I've messaged on it before.
But I figured just have you check into it
for
me and let me know.
Doesn't hurt, you know what I'm saying? But it'll take, because when they make changes on there, it takes like months for them to change, you know, if they change it. Because it's got to go through all their people and yada, yada, you know. So I wouldn't expect...
Hey, I have the bungees if y'all need them. They're in the backpack here. I brought the whole thing.
All right, I'm going to let you get back to it, though, Liz. I'll make sure to text you same time tomorrow, though, okay?
All righty. Thanks, Danny.
All right. You're welcome. Have a great night.
Bye.
All
you
right,
too.
Bye.
Bye.